In these stations of the cross, we will look at them through the eyes of the woman who encountered Jesus in John's Gospel when she was dragged before him, having been caught in the act of committing adultery. She felt her death was imminent. Instead, her healing and her forgiveness were God's gift of that day. In and through her eyes, we enter into these stations, praying that we may come to realize the depth of God's love for us, even when it's not deserved. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives at daybreak. He appeared in the temple again. As all the people came to him, he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman along who had been caught committing adultery. Making her stand there in full view of everybody, they said to Jesus, "Master, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery, and Moses has ordered us in the law to condemn women like this to death by stoning. What have you to say?" They asked him this as a test, looking for something to use against him. But Jesus bent down and started writing on the ground with his finger. As they persisted with their question, he looked up and said, "If there's one of you who has not sinned, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Then he bent down and wrote on the ground again. When they heard this, they went away one by one, beginning with the eldest, until Jesus was left alone with the woman, who remained standing there. He looked up and said, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she replied. "Neither do I condemn you," said Jesus. "Go away now and sin no more." And she responds, "I never forgot that moment. They may not have had the stones in their hands, but they knew where to get them. They said I should be stoned, and he didn't seem to disagree, but said, 'Let anyone that hasn't sinned throw the first stone.' I braced myself because I knew they were a holier-than-thou lot. I felt sure the pelting would begin. The next moments were amazing. Silence, then a bit of shuffling. I think I heard a few stones falling on the ground. I dared not look, but in time it has since been on my own. Well, not fully, for he was still there, doodling on the ground. 'Where are they?' he asked. 'Have they all left? No stones, no condemnation?' 'They're all gone,' I said, daring not raise my voice above a whisper. That way I thought he'd not hear the tears in my voice. 'I don't condemn you either. Go away now and sin no more.' I never was too far away from him after that. I'm not sure he knows, but I saw the genuine article that day. He was different from anyone I'd ever met before or since. So I was there on those last days near Calvary." The first station, he's condemned. We adore you, O Christ, and praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. They didn't stone me in the end, but some of the same faces that wanted me stoned were in the crowd. Some of the same voices shouting now lines from the law. "You're no friend of Caesar's if you let this man go. He claims to be the Son of God." I watched Pilate. He looked so uncomfortable on that throne of judgment. I thought he'd be better on his hunkers on the ground. Somehow he hadn't the heart, maybe the courage of Jesus, and instead of saying, "Let the one here who has never got it wrong condemn him," he said, "Let him be crucified." My heart sank. I thought I could hear them gathering stones. To this day, I hate to think of anyone been wrongly condemned. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy. The second station, he's made carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Strange is called his cross, as if he claimed any ownership of it or deserved it. The cross was neither of his making or choosing, but he was under it, carrying its weight. I thought again of that day. I wished I could do something to help, say something, but again I was speechless. Someone has said that the best way for evil to triumph in the world is for good people to say nothing. Since that day, though I still get it wrong on many occasions, I considered myself a good person. I said nothing. I should have cried, "Leave him alone." Maybe we all should have. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy. The third station, the first fall. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. It was awful, for I knew he was struggling. Why shouldn't he be? They'd beaten him to a pulp, rammed thorns into his head, robbed him of his dignity, and then he was on the ground. No doodling this time. He just seemed to lay there. It seemed like forever, but not for the first time he found the strength from somewhere. "Your Father's Son," I thought. I looked into the crowd, and though some were like me, shocked and saddened, others were gloating. I thought how quickly people forget. the man who fed a multitude, cured the sick, comforted the afflicted, and some just didn't seem to care that he was allowed fall. That's the way I see it. Not that he fell, but he was allowed fall. It shouldn't have happened. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy. The fourth station, a mother, is met. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I'd seen her, of course, on other days. She never forced her presence, but was constant. They all said she was a good woman, there was something different about her. Never more so than now, and yet in some ways I never felt more like her. The tears in her eyes, I'd felt those many times, and the darkness of her expression, I'd known that too. Though I felt sorry for her, I felt a connection. She struck me as someone who knows what it means to suffer, the confusion that's often found in family relationships. Yet the real wonder of the mother is found here. She is with her son when she's most needed. Words, as far as I know, were not spoken. 'Twas in the eyes, the contact, and the reassurance that he was not alone. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy. The fifth station, a helping hand. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I met Simon afterwards. I'd known him for a while. He never struck me as the courageous type. He'd like to be the one in the know, and he generally stood where he'd have a good view. That was his downfall that day, as the soldiers hadn't far to stretch to drag him to the cross. He told me he was petrified. There was no gentleness in the soldiers, and he didn't know what they wanted. "Pick up the cross," they shouted at him. "Why? What have I done?" he replied. He told me they said nothing, just placed the cross on his shoulders. At first it didn't feel that heavy, but then he realized that Jesus was carrying the bulk of the weight. He told me that he tried to take more of it as they went on, but no matter how much the cross he carried, the weight didn't increase. "I wonder," he asked, "is that because Jesus was carrying the weight for me?" Strange. They say that Simon helped Jesus, but as Simon recalls it, Jesus helped him. Either way, they travelled together. I asked whether Jesus had said anything to him. Simon told me no, but to be honest, you didn't need to. We both knew what was happening. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy. The sixth station, a loving hand. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. This is my favourite one. I knew they didn't know me. I felt certain they wouldn't remember me. Just another woman along the way. When it suited them, they totally ignored women, the soldiers, the authorities, but women were always there. There was a towel. Where did it come from? I couldn't tell you. It just seemed to be there. It was clean and he wasn't. It was soft and nothing else around him was soft. It just seemed the right thing to do. A soft, clean and dry towel on a broken, sweaty and hurting face. Of course it was the right thing to do. I stepped forward and did the right thing. It was payback time. It's not even my name, Veronica, but someone put that name on me afterwards. They say it's something to do with being the true image of him. I'm happy to be called Veronica. Neither do I condemn you, I said, as I put the towel to his face. I know you don't, he replied. Do you know, I think he smiled too. Kindness does that. It brings out the smile, even in the most difficult situations. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy. The seventh station, falling again. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I was still clutching the towel. Of course I'd have left it with him, but he had no hands free. I hadn't seen the image of his face at that stage. I still remembered him doodling on the ground. I wondered what he'd written then. Nobody ever said. The ground was going through my mind, and as I looked up, I could see he was down again, down on the ground. They were roaring at him to get up. The day was dragging on, and they had things to do, places to go, people to see. So did he. I thought again of the doodling, the scribbles on the market square, and I wondered what he'd written. There's no mistaking his writing now. He's writing in the ground, even as he falls to it. I'm here for you. This is happening for you. My Father only wants what's best for you, even as I fall again. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
The eighth station, the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you've redeemed the world. I wasn't part of that group. The women of Jerusalem, unlike him, never fully forgave me for my slip. Some of them nodded at me in a wave that was bordering on kindness, but most kept their distance. They were crying their eyes out, Like at the fourth station, I felt a connection with them, yet I wasn't part of that group. He told them in a roundabout sort of way that their tears were noticed and that they shouldn't cry just for him, but rather for anyone who failed to grasp what his message had been, even the message about the throwing of the first stone. He'd hardly moved. One of them walked over to me, put her hand in mine and said, "You did the right thing there with the towel." She seems to stop crying, as if she'd understood something for the first time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy.
There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home, wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you, while God is on your side. Take Him at His promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open,
third station, the ninth station, Jesus falls for the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Simon said that this one was down to him. He lost his footing, and as he fell, he pushed Jesus to the ground. He said he felt badly about it, but he wondered if this was maybe a reminder that when a man falls, he brings others with him. It must be the final fall on the way. But it led to the refinding of feet and the facing of the road that was necessary on that Friday. Jesus, Simon recalls, looked back at me and sort of nodded. It's as if he were saying, "I'm with you always, Simon. I know you didn't mean to fall or bring me down. We can, we will, we must get up again." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy. The tenth station, garments and dignity. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I just didn't seem to be able to get away from that first time I met him. I wasn't left with much clothing that day. They dragged me down the street. Just enough, but I knew it was less than I needed for dignity's sake. I really resented them taking his clothes. No, I didn't say it, but I truly felt it was wrong. The woman who had walked over to me after he'd spoken to her group said, "There's no need for that," and there wasn't, as if they'd not taken enough. They actually cast lots to see who'd bring home his garments. I know for a fact the man that won them didn't even bring them home. They were just thrown there like everything else. They got lost in the bitterness of angry mobs. I've never been that comfortable in a crowd, especially when there's no shape to it, no heart in it. That was certainly one of his gifts. He put fresh heart into people. And when they stifled that in the tearing of his clothes, something very sacred was lost. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, were you there when they crucified my Lord?
The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I thought I had heard stones dropping the first time we met, but I'll never forget the sound of the hammers. I'll never get that sound out of my head. He didn't scream. It was as if he'd crossed a threshold of pain, but there was something deafening in hammer on nail. He was bound to the cross. I thought how he'd bound himself to me and so many others during the years. No nails, no pressure, just that ability to be at one with us. Someone said that John asked him where he lived, and he said, "Come and see." I saw his mother again in John. Jesus said something to John about looking after the mother. "Where do you live?" he might have asked him. I'm told that John brought Mary there, made room for her there. Even in cruelty, we need to connect with people, to do the right thing by people. Otherwise, the hammer and the nail, they do more than bind his hands to wood. They stall us on the road to God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy. The 12th station, it is accomplished. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. They talk about the veil of the temple tearing in two. I'm not sure what that means, but I know my heart broke in two just at that moment when he cried out, "It is accomplished." They say he had spoken with the two men who were crucified on each side of him. I didn't hear anything said. People who were closer to it than I said he talked to one about paradise and they'd be there waiting for him. Was that part of his mission too? That even to the end he could win people, encourage people to be the best version of themselves? If so, then he must have died happy. Because I know for sure that one of the soldiers had a change of heart too. Oddly enough, I'm fairly sure he's the one who won the raffle for the clothes. Maybe he left them there, after all, out of respect. It's absolutely never too late to recognize him, broken in bread, broken in body. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy.
The cross. Were you there when they nailed him to the cross?
Oh, sometimes it calls.
13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Mary may well have been silent when she met him at the fourth station, but her silence is well and truly broken here. It's not that she said much or gave out to people, but she cried so much that her tears almost found a voice of their own. My heart went out to her. Thankfully, people who knew her better than I, people like John, they drew close and found some way, maybe a few words or maybe just silence, to console her. I heard her say, "They've no wine." I'd heard that years earlier she said the same thing to him at a wedding feast. That day, as I now understand it, he worked his first miracle. Was she daring to hope for another? I think she could just as easily have said, "I have no wine." She needed a miracle. We all did. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy. The 14th station, Joseph's tomb, receives the body of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I didn't know his foster father, Joseph, or Joseph of Arimathea. I thought it strange that once again a man named Joseph was offering him shelter, and that just as his life began in a borrowed stable, so it seemed now to end in a borrowed grave. I was glad both Josephs did the decent thing by him and by his mother. After the cruelty of the Calvary way, it seemed right and just that he be given a decent burial. It was rushed. Those people so well versed in the law, including some of my original accusers, insisted he be buried before the Sabbath. For once I was glad of their rules. It meant he wasn't left in the open gaze of people for long. They placed him in the tomb. I watched with a few women of Jerusalem. We linked arms, and I'm certain I heard him say, "Go away now and sin no more." I'm glad we met. I'm glad I was there when they crucified my Lord. God knows, he knows, I owed him that much. Of course, had it not been for my sin, chances are I'd not have come to know him as well as I did. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The name of God is mercy.
Well, were you there when the stone was rolled away? Were you there when the stone was rolled?
Shame and reproach gladly.